Okay, I think here's what's happening with the coronavirus. So you can see all the movies show the Borg, the Hive, the Slave. You can see the Book of Revelation showing the 666. You can see the 144,000 speaking the truth, and everybody else is tied to the... Everybody else is tied... The church is raptured up, and everybody else is tied to the hive mind through the 5G holographic reality where they see the two witnesses die, and the whole world is glad that the two witnesses are dead in the street for 3 days, and then they rise up and go to heaven. So what you're seeing is the precursor to the hive. They're trying to get everybody in their little cube box, their denominational box, their house box, their car box, their apartment box, any kind of box. They don't want you to think outside the box. So not only is the box a physical thing, but it's also a mental thing. And it's also an allegorical thing and spiritual thing. So they want you in a little box, and the box agenda is the 666 hive mind demonic slave system, where they want to bring in some Maitreya Antichrist who steps on the scene to be a savior to the whole world and control and rule the whole world in peace, you know, peace, and then sudden destruction. So what's happening there is they're using anything and everything to bring this agenda to pass, and it's already prophesied. God knew it would happen before it would happen, so we're actually just seeing it being revealed. And so the platforms are shutting down any kind of platform that's not a part of the hive. And if you speak on their platform, contrary to the devil's agenda, then they shut you down and ridicule you and mock you and laugh you and even do deep fakes and lies and images to try to discredit you and lie about you and defame you and everything else. So those who speak the truth and line it up with the scripture, and the code is revealing it, that it's all about faith, and that this 3D reality is temporary. This whole thing's going to be burned up, the Bible says. And so it's all about building your faith, and those that overcome can only overcome by the Holy Spirit of the gospel. So at its root, they're trying to shut down the gospel. They're trying to shut down the gospel, and also the media and the news and the movies and the music. It's all trying to pull you into a state of sin, perpetual sin state, so that you become weak and ignorant and dumb and blind, and you can't hear from the Holy Spirit. So they want you tied to this 5G network 24/7 so they can bombard your mind with demonic, hive mind worldly wisdom. And because if you get off the hive and you disconnect from the hive, the Holy Spirit can then start speaking to you and speaking through you. And so they want you tied to the system 24/7, 7 days a week, so that they can bombard your brain with noise and images and lies and so forth. So when you disconnect, then you get free and God can use you and speak through you. And they want to shut that down. And so, because it's against their one world agenda, it's against their Age of Aquarius utopia agenda, which is a lie, because only Jesus can bring peace for 1,000 years when he rules and reigns, because the flesh is nothing but sin, and he even has different nations while he's ruling. It's not a one world government per se, like they're trying to do and get rid of borders. The Bible makes it clear that there should be borders, and each nation has to come and give glory to God each year, or it won't rain on their land. So it's all about giving God the glory, where the devil wants the glory through the Antichrist system, which is the hive mind. Long story short, it's nothing more than North Korea, China, to make slaves and create more slaves. The puppet masters want you to just be a zombie slave puppet and not think outside their box that they're creating. And so you see it in the Doctor Who episodes, the Borg, the Hive. You see it in all the movies. The Machine Man, you see it in 1929 movie. It's all about the Borg, Hive, Machine Man, to get you into some little box. Physical box, 5G box. Coronavirus is part of their catalyst to bring the fear to cause fear, to cause you to be like, you know how when you pull up in front of a deer, they look at the headlights and they just get they get shocked and they just stand still. I can't think of the word right now, but they can't move. So they want to throw fear on you so you can't move, to destabilize you so that you're not functioning like you normally would. And so it's all about an experiment to see how they can control the masses. It's no different than 9/11. It's no different than wars. It's just an experiment to see how they can control the world population through fear. The media, the mainstream media, is all part of it. They can pretend to be in the truth, but just like we had a fake truther movement, the truther movement, most of it was just fake. It wasn't the real truth. And so the media is the same way. It's all a game, people. It's all a slave game to bring in the Antichrist. 666 hive mind through 5G using Corona as a fear tactic. I forget the word I'm looking for. There's a word. I wish I could think of it. Where the deer gets out in front of you and you're in your car and the headlights cause the deer to be like shocked and just can't move. It's that word that it's right like on the tip of my tongue, where you just can't move. You know, they're trying to put you in such shock that you're just like can't move, you know, and that's what they're trying to do. It's ridiculous. It's so obvious now what's going on. It's not even funny.